Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I put that in there for the people that are having services down at the Emmanuel AME Baptist Church. Let them know that we're in sympathy with their suffering. So, what's our topic tonight? He said, as he put the bottle down, I was hoping for a revolution, but the communists want a civil war. Every day I get more convinced there's only one party running the country, the Communist Party. They are winning hands down. Every day they tear off a chunk of the good old USA and give us a Soviet SOS, same old Shiite. Think about how many American icons have been destroyed. Communist Hollywood gave us Deliverance and stereotyped every Southerner. Communist Hollywood gave us Brokeback Mountain and stereotyped every cowboy. Communist Hollywood gave us Agnes of God starring Hanoi Jane and stereotyped all nuns. Then they gave us Poopy Goldfarb as rapping mother. Not Reverend Mother, Rapping Mother. Now American capons are coming home to roost. And no one but no one is going to like the outcome. The real question tonight is, can we afford to let Obama continue to destroy the country on the George Soros timetable? Or do we impeach him to slow him down, slow down his acceleration? The shooting of the 12 apostles by a possible atheist on a drug that is supposed to be taken in the presence of a psychiatrist almost created Baltimore too. Only by Christian love was a good communist crisis wasted. Thank you, Emmanuel AME Baptist Church. I dedicate my opening tune to you tonight. The one I was trying to find is O Come Emmanuel in a cappella. It's very nice. I will have it for you when I find it. The party of death is hell-bent to create a civil war, and we fools do not see the handwriting on the wall. I am dreading the words I do not want to hear. You know what those words are? Can't believe what is going on in our country. The tactic that will deliberately set off a civil war is one that Jimmy from Brooklyn feels is going to be played very soon. Reparations. And that would be dangerous. And the seizing of property of those whose ancestors had slaves. And that could happen too. Those who take your guns away can also take your land away. And the first targets will be southern farmers and ranchers. God forbid that day comes. If it does, no one will be safe and no one will trust anybody. We will be living like we were in an Iraqi supermarket. And when you head downhill, you pick up speed. The jails are empty, the gates open, and Obama's army is already on the streets. I'm going to break for a tune and then we'll read you some good stuff. I'm going to dedicate this next tune to the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center, two communist front groups.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. Every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. Christmas,
Obama announced today that it's okay to pay ransom. Nobody will be charged with a government violation if they try to ransom their loved ones. Yeah, my topic tonight is first the rebel flag, then the American flag, then the money, then the national anthem, and then no God, no country. Pay the ransom, say Obama. I call it Obama terror funding. Having bailed out bankrupt communist Cuba and given the Ukraine back to communist Russia, he now funds a nuclear warhead development in Iran, then declares war on Israel and the GCC countries. The communists control all media except Fox. Now he is restarting the civil war and has earmarked as 7 states for occupation in July. Next will be the financial destruction of the Catholic Church. Get ready, Cardinals. You're going to be taken for a ride. Yeah, and you won't be able to, you can't afford to turn the other cheek. America is now 60% communist and only 20% know it. Every day, Americans lose another freedom. Future generations will never miss what they never had. The good financial news today is our balance of trade deficit is less than was predicted. Cowards who would never fight for freedom want to go back to 1865 and re-break the spirit of the South. It's unbelievable, isn't it? In 1865, the Confederate forces were outnumbered 3-1. Today, inside America, we're outnumbered by the Communist Party. They gave us Obama bin Laden bin Laden. They outnumber Americans 5-1. That's if you count the junkies and the baby killers. By the way, flag burners also. Today it is the rebel flag, tomorrow the American flag. Today it is Founding Father Hamilton, tomorrow it is In God We Trust. Reverend Wright told you what was coming when he spoke for the Communist Party, God damn the USA. Then he pocketed 5 million big ones. Do not let the communists trash the South. If they succeed, America will be more fragmented and easier to subdue. Those communists who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. Bill Ayers has said that 20% of the U.S. population will never surrender and they have to be exterminated. That's good work for a communist. Stop saying liberal and socialist and leftist and Democrat. Get real. Wake up. Say communist. If nothing else, you will feel better. Now, my question about Roof, the shooter, was he not only a racist, but a Christ hater? And the greatest tribute we can pay to the 12 martyred apostles is to stop the murder of 1,100 black babies tomorrow. By 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, 1,100 black babies will be drawn, beheaded, and quartered in planned slaughterhood chop shops. Wouldn't it be great if we could save just one day's killing while they're still alive? Buy, beg, beseech any way you can. Get those children a pardon. If not tomorrow, the next batch will die the following day. So any day that you start that crusade in the name of Christ is a good day. The governor of South Carolina spoke for all of us. Americans have a creed. The communists don't want you to know it, but Americans have rose on many occasions to rescue people from the clutches of communism and bring aid and God's love all over the world. And we've got crosses all over the world to prove it. Crosses from Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York, Chicago, they're all over the world. And they died for their country. And we have 48 senators who voted to burn their flag, the flag that draped their coffins. 40 were Democrat communists and 8 were rhinos, including Mitch McConnell, who should be driven out of office like Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. If Jesus went to the House and the Senate, there'd be about one guy left. Yeah. So, the drug-using psycho who killed 9 great Americans and wounded 3 violated the American creed. The strong must always protect the weak, especially the helpless unborn. Those little babies on death row, waiting to suffer a fate that William Wallace has suffered many years ago, many centuries ago. Still, drawing and quartering is still a practice in the United States. The governor of South Carolina spoke for all of us. Our hearts are broken, and those who divide us will play many race cards and make another attempt to strip decent Americans of their right to self-protection. There are 80 million gun owners and 300 million guns in this country, if you can believe the stats. If you want to buy a gun on the streets, go to any drug dealer. In addition to the 80 million registered gun owners, there are, in my calculated guess, another 40 million who never trusted the government to know what they have. You will never take guns away from American Indians or black farmers and vets who have already been earmarked for search and seizure. In that Church of God that taught love thy neighbor, there will be in a few days a mass funeral procession. We do not need to hear from Al, NBC, Moneybag, Sharpton, and Hillary leave them to die in Benghazi, Clinton, about good and evil. God was at that Bible session. Whenever two or more are gathered in his name, he is there. Sadly, the drug devil was there also. But just like 9-1-1, God brought his people home. The devil takes many forms. He sits at peace conferences and roll call votes to rid the party of God. The country grieves for Carolina's loss, South Carolina. Every day, Planned Slaughterhood kills 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, and 700 Latino niños. A total of 3,000 helpless children. Out of a baby kill rate daily of 4,700. Not one was worth saving. 1,200,000 a year. In 5 years, we beat Hitler. In 1939, the Nazi Supreme Court called Jewish extermination settled law. What is the difference between the Nazi Supreme and the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court? A few years ago, Chuck Schumer said Roe versus Wade is what? Settled law. There's another vote the Supreme Court did today that's upset a lot of Americans. And before they did that vote, I just put this in. The not-so-Supreme Court, their image is no longer sacred. 4.5 American to 4.5 communists. And you could change that. It's now 3 Americans to 6 communists. No difference between the Nazi Supreme Court who killed kids and adults to the Roe versus Wade murderers who only kill kids. Sooner than they wish, they will meet the Big Banger, the boss of the galaxies. And then they will experience, or the first plea they will give is, I did not realize it was your creation. And then they will experience a global warming. They'll be down there with Ted Kennedy in boiler number 3. First the rebel flag, then the American flag, then the money and the national anthem, then no God and no country. When we come back, I'm going to give you the communist goals that are presently being met. And I'll give you a little broken home song.
Long Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who place to call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. The only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw her, she was waving me goodbye. But with her home dropped so rich, so that trickle from her eye. Oh, Marie is only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, PTSD. Kids suffer from it too. Children of divorced parents. It's a heartbreaker. It's a heartache. Communist Party goals read into the congressional record in 1962. There were 45 of them. I'm just picking the ones that apply to what's going on right now. Number 13. These are Communist Party goals. Do away with all loyalty oaths. Number 15, capture one or both political parties. Looks like they got all of the Democrat Party and 15% of the Rhino Party. 16, use the courts to weaken basic American institution using civil rights issues. 17, get control of the schools. 18, get control of all student newspapers. 19, use student riots. 20, infiltrate the press. 21, control TV, radio, and movies. 22, discredit American culture. 24, promote obscenity, call it freedom of speech, and that includes burning the American flag. 25, break down morality. 26, promote perversion as normal. 28, eliminate prayer under the separation of church and state lie. 29, discredit the Constitution. I missed 27, infiltrate the churches. 30, discredit the founding fathers. Here's Alexander Hamilton. They want to take him off the $10 bill. They want to put a woman on there. Why don't they put a woman on a bill that equals her value? Why don't they put her on a $100,000 bill? We don't need Woodrow Wilson on there. Thirty, discredit the founding fathers. 31, discourage teaching American history. Nobody knows what the Civil War was about. Only what you've been brainwashed to believe. Couple of points. Only 6% of Southerners owned slaves, and 3% owned the majority of the slaves. Another point. Slavery was not the issue that started the Civil War. It was a state sovereignty that started the Civil War. And now you got communists that want to destroy American sovereignty. Number 35, dismantle the FBI. number 36, and gained control of more unions. So back in 62, they admitted they had control of unions. 37, gained control of big business. Like a GE used to be a backbone manufacturer, and now it's all in China. And Jeffrey Immelt bribes the Democrats. 37, gain control of big business, and 40, discredit the family. Notice kids are the big target with communists. They're brainwashing them in communist cucumber schools. It is absolutely sickening. So, having said that, I'm going to make a pitch for Latinos to come out of the Party de la Muerte and join the Te Fiesta. Here's a blog that I put on the side to read to you. The guy's name is Carl. And on the topic is, our nation's heroes treated like dirt. And Veterans Affairs has a new scandal to explain. And here's what Carl says. The Choice Card program was enacted by Congress to help us vets who live over 25 miles from a VA health facility, or us vets who cannot be seen by a doctor within 60 days or more. And I don't know if you notice it, if there are, what do they call them? Emergency care outlets are popping up all over. They're going to go into competition with the doctors for minor aches and pains. And we see in our area, CVS is putting up big ones. And so somebody knows something that's coming, all right? And you can rest assured that guys like John Kerry and all these other guys who trade stock, have made a bundle because they knew who the big winners were going to be under healthcare. Which pharmaceuticals to buy, which equipment companies to buy. It's all about the bucks, folks. And you can see your vote doesn't mean anything because the Sultan of Brunei will send Hillary $10 million and whatever the Sultan wants, he gets. You send your little champagne contribution, they laugh. They light cigars with your money. The Choice Card Program was enacted by Congress to help our vets. I was one of the first issued a Choice Card because I live over 50 miles from a VA health facility and have continually been on a wait list for each of my doctor visits. Most appointments are set for 6 months off, and a half of them are rescheduled by the VA for another 6 months off, making vet medical care virtually impossible to receive, period. This is happening to him, and this is going to happen to you under Obamacare. It is a wonder many of us vets die waiting for medical care. I was wrong to think that Choice Program would help all vets, and because when I received my card, I called in and activated it, then went to every local clinic to make use of it and receive a local primary doctor. None of the clinics would accept it. They all said it was not an approved method of healthcare coverage, period. I left a copy of the cover letter I received with my card explaining its usage for clinic administration to review, since I figured being a new program, maybe they need to update. However, after my follow-up with the clinics, they all stood firm on their initial ruling. It is my personal conclusion from experience that a Choice Program is simply a congressional ruse, a deceptive political action that carries no true substance, brought about to make it appear that a solution to a death occurring veteran's medical care wait list has been resolved. It is all bullshit. I'm quoting. All ye that praise the affordable health care program will soon experience the same health care list and lies. God help us. I know the doctors aren't happy. God help us, he's saying. That's what he's saying. Fought for his country, put his life on the line, gave up his youth to serve God and country. And who's stabbing him in the back? The communists, who now run the government. I believe America is 60% communist, and only 20% know they're communists. All the rest are brainwashed. We'll go to another tune. Go to another tune. Oh, we'll give you a little quip about a lawyer.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. I thought I'd just share this with you. This couple of lines that are kind of cute, and the subject is entitled "The Lawyer." Doctor, before you performed the autopsy, did you check for a pulse? No. Did you check for blood pressure? No. Did you check for breathing? No. So then, is it possible that the patient was alive when you began the autopsy? No. How can you be so sure, doctor? Because his brain was sitting on my desk in a jar. But could the patient still have been alive nevertheless? Yes, it is possible that he could have been alive and practicing law somewhere.
Pretty good, huh? Okay. This will dedicate to all the GIs overseas.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn. satisfied knowing you love me.
There's one thing I want you to do, especially for me.
I heard Mark Levin tonight. He was talking about the decision of the Supreme Court, and Justice Kennedy made a comment that even though you don't know your prejudice, there's such a thing as unconscious prejudice. And the issue was Texas housing. Apparently, the communists are going to start looking in rich neighborhoods. And they're going to force those neighborhoods to build a housing for the unfortunates. And if you moved away to get away from the ghetto where all the crime is, well, now they're going to deliver crime to your door. This is wonderful, man. You're no longer a free man in a free country. Welcome. It used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now it's the land of the freaks and the home of the broke. Here's an article on Valerie Jarrett, and they got a picture of her. And she is, she's got two puppets on strings. One is Michelle, and the other is Barack Hussein Obama, the fifth imam. It's terrible. It's really terrible. Federal Bureau of Investigation files obtained by the FBI and obtained by Judicial Watch reveal that the dad, the maternal grandpa and father-in-law of President Obama's trusted senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, were hardcore communists under investigation by the U.S. government. Now they run the country. Jarrett's dad, pathologist and geneticist, Dr. James Bowman, had extensive ties to communist associations and individuals. His lengthy FBI file shows in 1950, Bowman was in communication with a paid Soviet agent, Alfred Stern. I wonder if Frank Marshall Davis got paid by the Soviets. So the Soviet agent fled to Prague after getting charged with espionage. Bowman was also a member of a communist sympathizing group called the Association of Interns and Medical Students. After his discharge from the Army Medical Corps in 1955, Bowman moved to Iran to work. The FBI records show. I remember reading that the Soviets had a KGB agent in the FBI. He was very high up, and he had been there for about 20 years, and it was his time to retire in the KGB. You know, his work was done. So what do you think happened? The KGB gave him up to the FBI so they wouldn't have to pay his pension. According to Bowman's government file, the Association of Interns and Medical Students is an organization that has been a faithful follower of the Communist Party line and engages in un-American activities. Bowman was born in Washington, D.C. and had deep ties to Chicago, where he often collaborated with fellow communists. Judicial Watch also obtained documents on Bowman from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, showing that the FBI was brought in to investigate him for his membership in a group that follows the Communist Party line. The Jarrett family communist ties also includes a business partnership between Jarrett's maternal grandpa, Robert Roshan Taylor, and Stern, the Soviet agent associated with her dad. Jarrett's father-in-law, Vernon Jarrett, was also another big-time Chicago communist, according to separate FBI files obtained by Judicial Watch as part of a probe into the Jarrett family's communist ties. For a period of time, Vernon Jarrett appeared on the FBI's security index and was considered a potential communist saboteur who was arrested in the event of a conflict, who was to be arrested in the event of a conflict with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the Putin Gang. His FBI file reveals that he was assigned to write propaganda for the Communist Party front group in Chicago that would disseminate the Communist Party line among the middle class. It is well documented that Valerie Jarrett, a Chicago lawyer and longtime Obama confidant, is a liberal extremist who wields tremendous power in the White House. Faithful to her roots, she still has many connections to many communist and extremist groups, including, you ready for this, the Muslim Brotherhood. Jarrett and her family also had strong ties to Frank Marshall Davis, a big Obama mentor and Communist Party member with an extensive FBI file. Want to hear the comments? I'm not shocked, says Shirley. Bonnie says, a shocker, like not. Deborah says, well, duh. Those of us that did any homework on Kingo knew this about Jarrett. She should be in prison with theirs for domestic terrorism and murder. She is just as hardcore as her family. Kingo said you would know him by who he chose to be with him in the White House. Norma, these are all women talking. You are right on. Although Kingo will not have to choose who he will be with in hell, they will all be there. Yeah, boiler number three with Ted Kennedy. Yep, and that's when they will experience real global warming. And Richard says, they're all commie, Muslim, loving, and illegitimate. And Mary says, Mary's Latino, God bless Mary. We need more Latinos in the Te Fiesta. Every member of this crooked administration is a red. Don't need the FBI to tell us so. Look at what they've done to America. More than enough proof. And Helen says, thanks, Judicial Watch. People need to know what's going on in this administration and who is behind it all. Ah, here's one, Rafael. And he's got a very popular Latin name. As a matter of fact, his name is Garcia. And I was doing Spanish casualties, Latino casualties from the war on against Islam. And I was looking for the most popular Latino name who have given their lives for this country. And I believe Garcia was number one. I think I counted 14 Garcias. And he says, this is why we see nothing being done about Islamic extremists and Russia's power grab. Russia is helping Iran build its nukes. See, Russia thinks they're going to circumvent a detente. They're going to let the Iranians nuke us and then they'll be home free. We won't retaliate against them. But when Kennedy was talking to Khrushchev, any attack on the United States would be considered an attack by Russia from no matter where it came from, which is good. That's good policy. That means you'll have the Russians looking out for your protection too. This is why nothing is being done about the murder of Christians. That is why Americans continue to be bombarded every day with distraction in the news. How true. This is why the mainstream media blocks news events concerning this administration. You want an example of what they block? 2,400 dead Americans killed in Afghanistan. Bush, in 8 years, lost 461 Americans. Obama has lost at least 2,400. And for every wounded one, there are for every dead one, there are 10 wounded. So that's 24,000 wounded in Afghanistan. And not one name was ever mentioned. You know why? Because the communist press, under Obama's instructions, labeled them all NATO troops to be identified later. But there, I can tell you, there's not one buried in Holland. Everything this White House does is for the sake and expansion of Islam and the Communist Party. The executive branch has stripped the legislative branch of its authority, is now working on the judicial branch. We, the American people, are to blame for not standing up to this takeover. For years, I've been saying that immigration was not about Mexicans. That was a distraction, a bonus for votes. The real immigration is happening now behind closed doors, where millions of Muslims are being imported into this country, and Americans have no idea what they're up against. In the meantime, we are bamboozled with gay rights, abortion, race wars, gun control, Latino immigration, Brian Williams, Bruce Jenner, healthcare, trade deals, global warming, and rebel flags. It's all distractions. What's so sad that even people on the left are not aware of what is taking place? They will be the first to die. And one thing about communism, they always kill the closest around the leader. They don't trust anybody. The real war will be fought right here on American soil if this president is not impeached soon. Rafael, you're right on the money, buddy. Everything and everybody will be affected. I got grandkids. I tremble. I shudder to think what they are going to have to live with. Our rights will be terminated. We were warned about this. God save America. Awesome post, Raphael, Diane says, and every word you speak is truth. Complacency is a disease in this country, and way too many of us have it. Norma says, they all like Raphael. You have stated the facts clearly, and you're so right. I call the bamboozles red herrings. Uninformed and lazy people just eat up the evening news on MSM. Oh, you got to see Channel 1 in New York, man. They have never had a flag on the set. Not one American flag. You can find a French one in the office. If we were not in such dire straits, they could be news, but not now. Your statement that Americans have no idea what they're up against, where Muslims are concerned, makes the hair stand up on my neck, because you are so very right. I have never been to a Muslim country, although I know that Muslim terrorists are right here in America. But I can read with comprehension and listen with awareness. Thank you for your service. God save America. Oh, yeah, Rafa. Did I tell you Raphael was in the Navy? Oh, no, he's not. ABN, 1SG. He's a first sergeant. Oh, he's retired. Okay. ABN might be airborne. Let's see who else. We did Norma. Here's Diane. Valerie Jarrett is an Iranian, and that is enough. Being communist just adds to the reason, list of reasons she shouldn't be where she is, and we should have done something about it long before now. Jarrett is not Obama's trusted senior advisor either. Jarrett is the White House, and take orders from Soros. Obama only hauls around his teleprompter and the voice of Soros and Jarrett. And Jimmy from Brooklyn called me and he told me that Hillary Clinton's speech belongs to a communist woman, and I forget the name. I know I wrote it down on one of my many pieces of paper, but that it's copied word for word from a communist fifth columnist. And if I could remember the name, you would recognize it. I think she did time. They may want to check all the cabinet members and everyone tied to the administration. I don't know where the FBI is. The FBI used to be good. Now, you saw when I read you the list of who has to be destroyed in the government, the FBI was on that communist, one of the 45 goals to dismantle the FBI. And I got to tell you, Mueller never did anything for America when he was there. He just looked official. He was like another dopey John Kerry. And the only thing he defended were mosques. They may want to check all the cabinet members. This is from William, and everybody tied to this administration. The country has never been in such disarray as it is now. We're going to have to start meeting in taverns again, folk, and churches. But the churches, I know my church, they do not try to get political. But one day, one Sunday, they had a priest up on the pulpit, and he said, the Iraq war is the wrong war. And I said, if this guy says one more word, I'm walking out. And but that was all he made a statement. And now you know what he does? He counsels people trying to who want to get annulments. I feel sorry for him. He's very powerful, though. They may want to check all the cabinet members and everyone tied to this administration. This country has never been in such a disarray as it is now. It's definitely an attempt to bring down our government and our country by whatever means and force the religion of Islam on us and force immigrate these misfit people. No good will come out of these last two terms. Just look at the whole picture. Racism, massive debt, laws made on the cuff. The USA is not respected by foreign governments, tries to alienate us from Israel, the only ally in the Middle East as of now, and the list goes on and on. Well, Israel has another ally tonight. They have Saudi Arabia. They do. The Saudis are tipping off the Israelis what the Iranians are up to. Yep. What is that? Any port in a storm? A friend in need is a friend indeed. Now, he said something here to trigger a thought in my mind, and I just, okay. To force the religion of Islam on us and force immigrate these misfit people. I got to tell you. One thing about Americans, once they realize they're Americans, they are slow to anger. But when they get riled up, they do not come down so easily. And it won't be the first time that we packed up people and shipped them out of here. I think Herbert Hoover rounded up communists in 1914 and sent them back to Russia. And Roosevelt felt the Japanese were a threat. And he put them in protective areas where they could be watched and kept out of the fray. And probably that was based on the fact that Japanese American citizens were taking pictures of the fleet in Pearl Harbor. So, you know, one guy can ruin it for everybody. Look at this kid, this 21-year-old kid. He killed nine beautiful, beautiful black people. And as a result, he almost started a second civil war. And that was his goal. That was his goal. And also, in 1781, when we signed the treaty, what was it? The Treaty of Paris, was it? Where the Brits pulled out. The American, the 25% that fought the revolution, told the British, take the Tories with you. And then they told the Tories, you can stay if you want, but nobody likes you. And that's how that tune got played. So that's where we're at tonight in America. And like I say, the words that were ushered on 911 could be repeated. I can't believe what just happened. And it's probably a part of somebody's master plan. Let me give you a tune. I'll clear my throat. It's an oldie. Beautiful. Air Force boys got together and practiced doo-wop. Here's one of their tunes.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
blogs that I read you, the FBI said that they had lists of who would be arrested if war broke out with the Soviet Union. You think we have lists today if war breaks out with the Soviet Union via Iran? I don't think so. I think that the takedown of this government is very, very successful. And our defenses, we are totally weak. We're as weak as before 9/11. Obama is a bird flipper. And there's nothing that he doesn't do that isn't, it's not a coincidence. Everything he does is planned. If he tells you something, you can rest assured he's going to do it. He is a bird flipper. He likes to flip the finger in your face. A good example of that is what he did to the two Marines that were escorts at the door of the White House. He made them hold umbrellas. He hates the military. He hates the flag. He hates the Star Spangled Banner. He will tell you that he would like to see it replaced with a tune that wasn't as aggressive or belligerent. He would like to see a song like I'd Like to Buy the World Some Coke. And he thinks that the Stars and Stripes is also too belligerent, and it's not liked by a lot of people around the world. And therefore, they're going to start with the rebel flag, but they're going to move over to the, and all the little faggots all jumped in. Yes, we're against the rebel flag too. We're in support. We like black people. No, we have a gated community. He can't come here. Yeah. We priced them out. You ever hear that saying? Yeah, liberals. That's a liberal saying. We priced them out. Yeah, now Obama is going to price them in. Yeah. Well, there's always the monastery, guys. You'll be with people who pray all day. I just heard yesterday that the U.S. Navy doesn't have enough ships, and they're talking about renting ships to transport the combat Marines to the battlefield. How's that grab you? Huh? And when I heard that guy singing about the, that's a 50s Air Force GI. When I heard him singing about and saw the Milky Way, the only way you can see the Milky Way today is in a Russian spacecraft that takes you to the little 2x4 that you got up there. Yeah, and Putin got mad and he wouldn't let us on last time. Obama threatened him with a boycott, and Putin says, okay, you can't ride our spacecraft. And if you do, you got to ride in the back. Yeah. And you gotta, and you gotta have an, you gotta drink out of the American water fountain. Yeah, races come in all colors, man. Yeah, and do you know that there are light skin people of color that look down on dark skin people of color? You don't believe me, right? Go to Cuban prison and ask the real dark Cubans, as they're being beaten by the light-skinned Cubans, what's the N-word that they say as they beat them? Go to Brazil. There is the same thing against the dark-skinned Brazilians. And you want to know something? You know the guy that was climbing into his house that was a friend of Obama, and a cop thought he was breaking in? His name is Gates. He's a Harvard graduate. He did a tour of Africa, and he went along one coast of Africa, and every village he went, you know, he had money. He would salam aleikum everybody. Salam aleikum, and they go aleikum wassalam. Yeah, brothers, how you doing? He got to one of the slave pens down in toward the southern part of the coast of Africa. And he was meeting with the headman, who only spoke Arabic, and they had an interpreter that could speak English. And Gates said to him, now he's being filmed. Gates said to him, yes, Salam alaikum, alaikum wa salam, yeah. Kif al halik, you know, everybody's happy. He goes, you and I are the same, we are brothers. And the two Arabs started laughing. And Gates got rocked. And he goes, what's he laughing about? And the guy with a smile said, you are African, we are Arab. Yeah, he won't tell that story sitting around the campfire. Yeah. Okay, let's see what this guy says. Somebody said something here that looked interesting. Penned in a cage. You want to hear about? Did you see what the ISIL did to those guys? They drowned in a cage, dumped the cage in a pool. And then when they were all dead, they pulled the cage out of the pool and emptied their bodies out. They're sending a message. They're coming to a town near you. And when they get here, that's what they're going to do to you. That's a terror commercial, man. Here's the one. Master Sergeant, retired, U.S. Air Force. His name is Bill. Take a look at the members of Congress that belong to the Socialist Party, at least 70. I've seen that list. And just Google. Here it is. Socialist Party of America identifies 70 members of Congress who are members of their congressional caucus. This was released in 2011 after they were confident their big boss, Obozo, was the man who would bring in members to the administration, which he continues to do to this day. The list is also available. You know who's on that list? Oh, what's his name? Nadler, Jerry Nadler from New York. You know who else is on that list? The guy that's trying to stop Trey Gowdy. The guy who lived in Ferguson, Missouri. He's a congressman. He's also a socialist. Can't throw a rock without hitting them. Well, the Republicans love having Obama family and friends in the White House, and they do nothing to change it. The Republican Party is no good. What we got to do is we got to bring all Americans who love this country into a party that loves this country. Too much corruption in government, absolutely too much. I got three simple rules. One term per termite, the only lobby is in a hotel, and the maximum champagne contribution you can make to anybody is $1, whether you're the Sultan of Brunei or Joe the Plumber. $1, that's it. And free TV for campaigns. And that puts an end to all the corruption. And then you got to RICO the Clinton Library. Having said that, our show is over. And I hope that we've gotten to you in some way, shape, or form. Would you like to hear the Democrat Party song?
Welcome, comrades, to the Democrat Party. And now we will begin our national anthem. I see Comrade Chuck Schumer is beginning the flag burning ceremony, and we are now coming out of the hamper because we have gained all the power in the world. Now appearing on stage is Comrade Clinton, and she is bringing her war victories, her medals that she won for the Battle of Benghazi, where she destroyed the Americans. And yes, and she was poor. She started very poor. And the fact that she is now worth $100 million means nothing. She is in sympathy with the poor. Standing on the stage platform now is Comrade Dick, Tricky Dick Turbin from Chicago, and Harry Reid, the cattle rustler from Nevada, and Carlos the Jekyll Levin from Munchkin. Yes, these are the best flag burners the Party of Death can present at this time, but we're breeding others like little babies. And now the document, better than the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, which is now banned, is being brought forward by Nancy Pelosi, and it's called the Obama Doesn't Care Bill. Yes, and Nancy Pelosi say, sign it, and then you can find out what's in it, sucker. And she is going to free the slaves. Yes, those poor slaves. Yes, the only slaves there are now are called taxpayers and tax suckers. And they will pay through the nose for what they have done to the communists in this country. And we are now presenting medals to the 48 senators who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, and 125 Viet Congress mice who also voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11. The heroes of the revolution, the ones who put it all on the line, as long as it belongs to you. Yes, comrades, our great men of the revolution. We are now in control. New York City has fallen to the communists. We now have a communist mayor running that tinhorn town. Yes, comrades, everything is coming up daffodils. Fantastic how we swept from out of 1945 to destroy the United States. And we did it with abortions and drugs, and everybody is happy. Now, with great pride, as I sign the document that will close all of the churches in the country, I now turn over the office of head executioner to our chief warrant officer and Democrat. What's his name? Oh, by the way, we have two undercover agents planted in the Rhino Party. Yes, they are ours. They do what we say. You know this boozer, Bonnier, and what's the other guy? Match McConnell. He voted to burn the flag with us back 40 days before 9/11. But nobody knows that. They call themselves Republicans. Okay, I have issued the death warrant for anyone who speaks against the Communist Party. And we're proud to say we are opening gulags right here in the USA. And everybody will be happy or die. I conclude this meeting and I wish everybody much success as long as you pay your taxes!